go through some of the halachos of the surah, surah's Purim. So part of the mitzvah that says it's a day which is nikra for simcha. Understood the halacha that there's supposed to, we have a chiyuv to have surah on Yom Purim. There's a machlokes whether that requires a person actually has to wash, preferable to be machmer and to wash. This has implications. It's a chiyuv to wash. I mean, if a person forgot all the nisim and benching, could be you're not yotze. On other hands, in the tzad that you say that you're not mochiv to wash, then you don't go back. So a person's in a cash 22 situation. If he forgets alanisim, if he's mochiv to say alanisim, he wasn't yours benching. But on the tzad that he's not mochiv to have a suda, he's not allowed to go back. It's a brach lebatola. So a person should be very careful not to forget alanisim in benching. The suda has to be had by yom, which means instead of many times people wait to have a suda late in the day, but the main part of the suda should be done by day. Now, the Rambam says that the suda should have basar, shulchan aruch passes like that as well. So at least that part of the meal, which is the main part of the meal, the main course should be clear that it's served by it is served and eaten during the daytime as opposed to ready after shkia. The Orach HaShulchan points out that since it's a din of simcha, the person is much happier when he has his family together, so the person should make sure that he's together with his family, bring the members of the family together for the suda. It shouldn't be that he's having his meal by himself and they're eating later, etc., that sort of thing. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and says that based on the Rambam, that the concept of the Gemara of Chayav Inish L'Psuma and Bepuria is set in context of the Suda. According to the Rambam, it's supposed to be part of the meal. That during the meal, a person will drink and be besimcha. Pasha, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to drink any other time of the day. So it's nice, it's fun, but it's not a mitzvah. Okay. Mishavur points out that, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, so the Mishmur points out that if a person would be drinking in a way which he knows he's going to end up not doing any mitzvahs properly, so including brachas, tefillah, etc. So, a person, it's not a mitzvah to do so. The Ramah says a person should drink yosim hergeloi more than he normally drinks, and would that help fulfill the mitzvah? Since I think the average yeshiva bachur is on record that they don't drink the rest of the year, so more than you normally drink is revius. Good. Good. We're kind of the mitzvah. So just touching a few halachas of that. If a person does drink, there is a siman in Shulchan Aruch dealing with the issues of tefillah in a person who has had something to drink. So a person has had less than revius of wine to drink, or even revius of wine if it's during the meal. So a person is allowed to daven, and he knows it hasn't affected him, so he's allowed to daven. He's still allowed to daven the chachila under those circumstances. If a person has had a more than a revius of wine, not during a meal, or a person has had more than that during the meal, if he feels that it's affecting him to some point, the person should not daven. The person should not daven tefillah in that point in time. However, since he's still clear, so brachas he could say, Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma and the Shabur brings as a machloikis. And if he's going to lose this amount of the tefillah, be it mincha, be it shakris, be it mara, whatever it would be, by waiting, he will daven. If a person has had enough to drink to the point that he feels he cannot speak clearly in front of a melech. Now, we have to picture a melech we're not talking about, this constitutional monarch. We're talking about a melech where he has life and death. So you walk in, you want to have your wits around you. You don't want to walk in and say something which is incorrect. You don't want to slur a word. Slurring a word in front of the king usually was the last word you ever said in your life. Right? So you want to have your full wits around you. That's the definition of being medaber l'fnei ha-melech. So the average person tell me, I had two revius. I feel totally clear. I could say most things, but you wouldn't want to be presenting something of significance to the president. Forget about the melech. Right? So that's you're not able to daven l'fnei ha-melech. So the law is over there. The person should not daven, even if he's going to miss the tefillah. He does have a din of an oinus, so therefore he's allowed to be mashem the tefillah in the next tefillah. But he cannot daven under those circumstances. And the law says if he davens under those circumstances, his tefillah is a to'eva, and he's over about a zora. It's like he's been over about a zora. So that's what it means not to daven. So the Shabura's point over here is that a person is drinking in a way that he's going to end up possibly not being able to daven mariv. because you kept him without liftei melech, so you were mafsid amara because of that. So there's not this mitzvah is not a mitzvah which you have a right to undertake that to lose your the chiyuv to daven mara. Kriyashma under those circumstances, you can't say brachas either. So a person would not be lechatchila should not be eating because he can't say a bracha. A person already ate and he's afraid he's going to lose a bracha achrona if he waits too long, so he can say a bracha achrona. Kriyashma, it's a mitzvah the raisa. We say a kriyashma under the circumstances, not birchas kriyashma, just kriyashma without birchas kriyashma, and that's it. He lost those brachas. The last madrega is a person got to the point where he's totally not really understanding and controlling himself, and that's called shekusa shaloit. The person's considered a shaita, and he's putter from kol mitzvahs. And anything he does during that time, he's not yotze. If a person said brachas in the madrega before that, b'diavad, he is yotze. He's not supposed to, but if he did say he would be yotze, in this situation, he would not be yotze. A person will come out of it. He mechuyev to do everything again because it's worthless what he did. So, taking this, don't take this concept of drinking lightly. It's not. It's something which has significant impact in halacha. The Bir Halacha talks about it in Sefer Sadihei that he does not encourage this. This idea, it's something which is to be taken, understanding what they're dealing with chashivas. A person feels to be mazalzal, any mitzvah, because of it, is not worth it. The chiv is to be happy on Purim, be misameach. And Chazal said, adding some wine helps a person be misameach. But that's as far as it's supposed to go. It's not supposed to go beyond that. Okay, have a good morning.